know, Jeff, I hate to say, I don't know. I know there was a concern that it was similar to his or Sombrio's, but no was the answer. So now we see where we go from there. So
do you know if he's from a lot of need surgery?
You know, I don't know right now. I just know Greek came to me and said, good news, you know, we got to go to work on it, get him back. So we'll see where he's at. So that's all the interaction I've had with Steve today.
Gary, what does this offense right now hang its hat on? How would you define what this offense looks like at this point?
We've got to find some consistency is what we've got to do. You know, we ran 50 plays last night. You know, average 6 yards a play, you would think that's good when you look at football statistics. But the problem is there's no consistency through the course of the game. I think in quarters one and three, I think those two quarters we ran 12 plays and had the ball for less than 3 minutes of a 30-minute situation. So it's consistency, staying on the field. You know, you look early in the game, couple of drops, couple of things going on that, you know, we just got to find a way to stay on the damn football field. They ran 80 plays. We ran 50 in a game. You know, that doesn't bode well for your football team.
Does it concern you those are the script quarters, essentially?
Yeah, especially early in the game, you know. We do at halftime a little bit too, Jeff, you know. But, that it's just, you know, it's concerning. You look at the beginning of the game, we got some issues going on, some assignment issues. Like I said, you know, we dropped two balls that could have got us going early in the game. Our field position was very, very poor. We didn't execute our plan on special teams. So, yeah, it's a concern. I mean, it's a big concern. You know, trying to be consistent through the course of the game, get your snaps so that you can go out there and have a chance to make plays to win games, you know. And getting 50 snaps in a game puts a lot of pressure on you to make some big plays. And we did make some, but we're behind and too little too late.
Are you in a situation where you would consider mixing things up with Paxton Lynch, playing him?
No, I feel really good about what Trevor's doing. But Trevor's like any other player. He's got to get better. So we're looking at it as a group. I've got to do a better job for Trevor. Napper and Rico do. Up front, we got to do a better job, and we can help Trevor running the ball. But he's making a lot of plays. He got us back in the game with a tremendous play to Jordan, you know. So he's doing some good things. But like all of us, like I said, we're looking to be more consistent.
Gary, dating back to last year, this system – has had a difficult time scoring. Are you concerned that the system doesn't fit the players or vice versa?
I think we've got the guys. We just need to stay focused on what we're doing. I believe in our people. I believe in what we're doing. It's been good enough 6 times and not good enough 3 times, you know. So I stay focused on that. There's a lot of football left to play. We just need to keep battling, and that's what I'm going to do, they're going to do, and get better at what we're doing.
Most of your games you started off throwing. Mm-hmm. Is that because you believe throwing helps open up the run?
Well, it all depends who we're playing, Mike, and what I think people are doing, you know, early in a game and what, you know, trying to get some players going, trying to do some things like that. So, it's gotten out of whack. That's 2 weeks in a row, you know. But like I said, those things get evened out and consistent when you stay on the football field, and that's our problem right now.
How tough is it to win when you can't run the ball and you can't stop the run?
You're not going to win in this league if those two issues are going on consistently, Les. I mean, it's 2 weeks ago was a big, big win for us against San Diego because it was a problem that day too, you know. But we found some big plays. We made big plays on defense to win the games. But winning the physical battle in this league week in and week out is something that has to be, you know, important. And we've been pretty good at that as a football team. Last night we were not. Obviously they were much better at that than we were. So it's something that has to improve.
Gary, how much collaboration variation is there in the ultimate play calling responsibilities?
What do you mean from? You're talking about
who's making the final?
And Rick and Napper work together. We've been together for a long time. We work together, you know, in everything we're doing, our preparation, calling plays, working together. So it's between all of us. You know, I may call 90% of a game one time. I may call 70% of it another time. But we're always working together.
I could be wrong about this, but last night, at times when you had the ball on offense, you didn't have the headsets on and you didn't have the call sheet in front of you. Were there times where you weren't involved in the play calling?
I'd say you're absolutely wrong at that. I've never taken a headset off in one game, and I don't need to look at my call sheet to call plays. I can tell you that. I've been doing it for many, many years. I know what the plays sound like. So, No, you're wrong. You're not right.
Drop passes we haven't talked too much, but you know, early when you were struggling early, you had a couple first down.
Yeah, we had two big. Trevor makes two nice plays. One to I think it was AJ. Am I right? And then the big third down is 3rd and 12, getting us out of a hole right there to Virgil. So, I mean, nobody wants to drop a football, Mike, you know. I mean, they want to make those plays, and you got to overcome those plays. But for some reason, it's been happening early. Some of those things have been happening early, and, you know, all you can do is continue to battle through them, you know. Don't run away from them. It is what it is. You look at it. So we got to fix it. We got to play better. You keep battling in practice, and that's part of our business. So.
When you're running the ball, are you losing the battle physically when you watch it, or is it execution?
It's been a little bit of both, I would think. I think we've had some issues up front with some, you know, being on the same page, you know, some of those things. I think there's some runs we can run better, you know. But, you know, it's a combination of things, Troy. It's not one guy, one person, one group, you know. It's all of us working together, having to do better.
Your assessment of the run defense, and kind of where do you begin?
Well, it's concerning, you know, because we've been really good at that, and it's something we have struggled at, and especially here lately. I mean, the last 2 weeks, almost a total of 400 yards when you look at from that standpoint. I don't know what it is. So, and then a lot of big plays in short yardage. You know, we're gapped out. We think we're there to make a play. We didn't tackle well last night. We had a lot of guys in position to make tackles. Their backs made some tremendous plays on us, making us miss. So, you know, they ran the ball 43 times. Somebody's able to run the ball that much on a given Sunday in this league, then they're going to be tough to stop.
Gary, how much of that is due to fatigue and your defensive guys being out there a lot more than maybe they should be?
Say that again one more time.
How much of the missed tackles and getting, you know, out physical, if you will, is due to
fatigue? Well, if they make those tackles, they'll get off the field too. So offensively, we've got to help them by staying on the field. I just told you guys about the time, you know, when you look at the time of possession, you know, so – and you see where it came from, you know. But also you got to keep playing. You got to make those plays. You know, we had the game cut down a couple of times to a one-possession game, and yet they went down the field on us. So it was all three groups. Like I said, we got to all own it and get better from it.
What's your message to your team that you haven't already spoken to them? What will it be?
I told them I believe in them and that we got to keep working and that we got beat last night by a good football team. We got to own that, and we got to get ready to play New Orleans.
A few times in every game, let's say it's 3rd and 7, the pass catchers aren't running to the sticks. Why is that not happening?
Well, usually when you run routes, I mean, there are people at different depths. I don't know what you're talking about, you know, but there's various levels of pass routes that you run, you know, so
they can run to the sticks, past the sticks?
Well, we got a lot of plays, you know. Yeah, we're trying to get first downs. I can promise you that. Okay. Doing better. You know, we're not doing anything today. Didn't travel. He's doing better. He's in here feeling good. He'll be day-to-day this week.
Gary, how do you feel about Bradley Roby's confidence? They went after him quite a bit last night.
Well, when you look at the throwing yards, you know, there weren't many. What was it, 180 or something like that? So, you know, you feel like you didn't give up a lot of yardage throwing. But penalty-wise, I think we had 9 penalties on the back end. You know, so all those plays add up. Two big PI plays that took the ball to the 1 yard line. So, you know, Bradley played extremely well 2 weeks ago. I know he'd like to play better last night, like a lot of guys would. But we believe in Bradley, and he's got to come back this week and play better.
Coach, when Capri takes the ball out of the end zone, is that his decision, or is that what he's being coached to do?
I like Capri's aggressiveness. Obviously, there's a plan in place, and we got to execute that plan. But a thing I like about Capri is out there trying to make plays last night. And he did, you know, he made a big play, you know, so, but we struggled with our drive start. It was very, very poor. I think we were inside the 15, the first 3 or 4 possessions, and then inside our own 1 twice last night, I think, you know, something like that. So, you know, that's very tough to overcome.
We have for a few more for the coach.
Reaffirming what you said last night, should see a little more Capri.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Mike, he's we're gaining confidence in him. You know, it's nothing, Booker's not doing anything wrong. You know, we got to get him some room. He's got 12 carries for 2.2. So we got to find somebody some room, whoever's in there. But Capri came in, made a big play on 3rd and short, made a big run for us, almost made, you know, busted that out of there. So, you know, hey, those are our two guys here down the stretch, and they've got to play well, and we got to trust both of them to play.
Some of the tackling issues entice you to want to put on the pads and hit a little bit more in practice?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, I try to sit down each week and see where we're at as a team. You know, you can practice tackling without your pads on. You can practice technique. And we've been a pretty good tackling football team, you know. So just got to do a better job than we did last night. And giving them 43 opportunities to run it, it's going to make you tackle a bunch, you know. So there's a lot of things we can do as a team, hopefully, where we're not facing 43 carries on a given night.
Cody Latimer inactive for two games now. Do you expect him to...
We'll see. You know, he and Benny are kind of battling for that spot. We've had some other issues going on with our team that we've needed that spot on game day. So we'll see. You know, it continues to be a competition each week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.